Chapter 30. The Sacking of Severus Snape. The moment her finger touched the mark, Harry's scar burned savagely. The starry room vanished from sight, and he was standing upon an outcrop of rock beneath a cliff, and the sea was washing around him, and there was triumph in his heart.
They have the boy.
A loud bang brought Harry back to where he stood. Disoriented, he raised his wand, but the witch before him was already falling forward. She hit the ground so hard that the glass in the bookcases tinkled.
I've never stunned anyone except in our DA lessons, said Luna, sounding mildly interested. That was noisier than I thought it would be.
And sure enough, the ceiling had begun to tremble. Scurrying, echoing footsteps were growing louder from behind the door leading to the dormitories. Luna's spell had woken Ravenclaws sleeping above.
Luna, where are you? I need to get under the cloak.
Luna's feet appeared out of nowhere. He hurried to her side, and she let the cloak fall back over them as the door opened and a stream of Ravenclaws, all in their nightclothes, flooded into the common room. There were gasps and cries of surprise as they saw Alecto lying there unconscious. Slowly they shuffled in around her, a savage beast that might wake at any moment and attack them. Then one brave little first year darted up to her and prodded her backside with his big toe.
I think she might be dead,
he shouted with delight.
Oh, look,
whispered Luna happily as the Ravenclaws crowded in around Alecto.
They're pleased.
Yeah, great.
Harry closed his eyes, and as his scar throbbed, he chose to sink again into Voldemort's mind. He was moving along the tunnel into the first cave. He had chosen to make sure of the locket before coming, but that would not take him long. There was a rap on the common room door, and every Ravenclaw froze. From the other side, Harry heard the soft, musical voice that issued from the eagle door knocker.
Where do vanished objects go?
I don't know, do I? Shut it!
Snarled an uncouth voice that Harry knew was that of the Carrow brother Amicus.
Alecto! Alecto! Are you there? Have you got him? Open the door!
The Ravenclaws were whispering among themselves, terrified. Then, without warning, there came a series of loud bangs as though somebody was firing a gun into the door.
Alecto! If he comes and we haven't got Potter, do you want to go the same way as the Malfoys? Answer me!
Amicus bellowed, shaking the door for all he was worth, but still it did not open. The Ravenclaws were all backing away, and some of the most frightened began scampering back up the staircase to their beds. Then, just as Harry was wondering whether he ought not to blast open the door and stun Amicus before the Death Eater could do anything else, a second, most familiar voice rang out beyond the door.